Don't tell a podcast on, not to spread joy, I swallow some foam, but positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn a podcast on, come on, come down, turn a podcast on, calm down, turn on.
Welcome to the January podcast episode, and also welcome to a better new year. This episode will be a bit more scientifically themed. We are your hosts.
Hi, I'm Tristan.
And I'm Ariel.
And today we will be joined by Selina for a little contribution in our new segment.
So which topics will be discussed in this episode?
In this episode we will talk about the following subjects.
First of all, we have a little present for you, which comes in the form of a quiz with a reward for the winner. This will be explained in a minute.
After that, we will tell you about the scientific special events of January and the food of the month.
Furthermore, there will be a big news section with a special focus on science as well.
This will be followed by an exclusive interview with Mr. Marschnick, who is very popular in the whole school. Last but definitely not least, we have some music and also a video recommendation. Have fun! Now what about the quiz, Ariel?
In the end of the podcast, we will present you some questions. Your answers you can send to goodmood@gimstfight.at.
If you got all of them right, we will put you on the list of potential winners. With a bit of luck, you will be chosen as the winner. The absolute result will be generated by random.org, so the outcome is fair for everyone. The winner will be contacted within the first week of February. The end of the participation will be the 31st of January.
Now we'll announce some astronomical events and the special food of the month. First of all, you'll be able to easily detect Mars in the night sky, since it will appear near the 7-day-old moon around the 18th of February. In the beginning of May, you'll be able to observe a so-called supermoon, which is the unofficial term for a full moon when it's at the nearest point to Earth in its orbit. Therefore, it will appear a lot bigger. Another thing you'll be able to look forward to is the next partial solar eclipse in the middle of June.
Our food of the month is the pizza, because the National Pizza Week is in January, more precisely in the second week of January. Furthermore, it's one of the favorite foods in the world. Nearly 93% of Americans order and eat pizza at least once every month. But now we're coming to the news section.
Promising Starship testing. During the next day, SpaceX will be conducting a 12.5-kilometer test flight of their new SN9 prototype vehicle. This flight will be a repeat of the largely successful SN8 test flight, with some possible minor flight profile changes. SN9 will lift off from Boca Chica, Texas, under the power of its three Raptor engines. The Raptor engines will shut off one by one during ascent to decrease loads and acceleration on the vehicle. At apogee, the single Raptor engine still burning will initiate the vertical to horizontal flip before shutting off. SN9 will make use of its body flaps to keep it stable during descent. Before landing, SN9 will start two of its Raptor engines to get back into a vertical position and perform a propulsive landing. SpaceX Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy rocket represent a fully reusable transportation system designed to carry both crew and cargo to Earth orbit, the Moon, Mars, and beyond. Starship will be the world's most powerful launch vehicle ever developed, with the ability to carry 100 metric tons to Earth orbit. The last test of a Starship prototype in late December 2020 was a partial success, since they could record all flight data, but the landing failed due to an insufficiently pressurized header tank. During the next few months, it's planned to jump all the way to SN15 and perform a fully orbital flight without the lower stage, which will be probably added in the end of this year.
Spending a long time on your phone isn't bad for your mental health. The study was led by Lancaster University in cooperation with the universities of Bath and Lincoln. They measured the time spent on smartphone users for 1 week. Participants were also asked about their mental and physical health, completing clinical scales that measure anxiety and depression symptoms. They also completed a scale which measured how problematic they perceived their smartphone usage to be. Surprisingly, the amount of time spent on the smartphone was not related to poor mental health. Instead, the study found that mental health was associated with concerns and worries felt by participants about their own smartphone usage. One expert said it is important to consider actual device use separately from people's concerns and worries about technology. This is because the former doesn't show noteworthy relationships with mental health, whereby the latter does. Previous studies have focused on the potentially harmful impact of screen time, but the study shows that people's attitudes or worries are likely to drive these findings. So listen up, you young adults. We don't have to worry about too much usage of our mobile phones anymore.
Big tip, big mistake. A really weird thing happened in a small local juice bar and restaurant located on West Dixie in North Miami Beach. Staff at a Miami juice bar just got the shock of their lives when one of a pair of customers left a $2,021 tip for the new year. The generous customer ordered $71 of goods, but the money she left on Friday, well, that equated to a roughly 2,800% tip. When staff received their regular bill, they thought the tip must really mean to say $20.21. All 25 of the cafe's staff members will split the tip equally between them. The owner has been extra grateful for the tip and created an extra Instagram post for them, in which he thanked the two customers.
Welcome to the special segment of our podcast, which is the exclusive interview with Mr. Marschnik. Thanks for taking time to answer a few of our questions. First of all, why did you study maths and music, and what does music mean to you?
I studied maths because I like to calculate since my childhood. I was always one of the best students in maths, of course, and so I was always fighting with my colleagues for being the fastest for solving a problem. I wanted to become a teacher since this time. Turning to music. Music is one of the most important things in my life. My life is music. I'm singing, I'm playing, I'm listening music, I'm going to concerts, I'm going in the opera, and so on. I played the clarinet since I was 10. Then I started to study the clarinet at the so-called Kärntner Landeskonservatorium at Klagenfurt, aged 14. My aim was to become a professional musician in a great orchestra. I dreamed to play with the Wiener Philharmonica or Berliner Philharmonics, but that's not so easy. And so when I was 18, I decided to become a maths teacher.
Okay, that's wonderful. And which of your favorite activities were you still carrying on with during the last half of 2020?
Oh yes, I'm so sad that we are not allowed to sing. A lot of people think that singing is dangerous. I'm not allowed to do rehearsals with my choirs, with my Unterstufen Chor, my Oberstufen Chor, and my Probsten singers. I'm not allowed to sing at school with you, Tristan.
Yeah.
That is really terrible for me. Singing is so important for our soul, for our balance, for our life feeling. And so I started cooking. When I married in 1986, I got my first cooking book, but I have never used it. 15 years ago, I started my cooking career with dumplings. Yes, my three children knew today is Monday. Today is dumpling day. I made dumplings with cheese, with apples, with cotton cheese, potatoes, and so on. But they didn't taste good. And so I stopped my career. But in 2020, I started once more, and now my children and also my wife like it. Yes? Wonderful.
Delicious. And what are your favorite recipes?
Oh, a great number of wonderful menus. First, of course, Wiener Schnitzel, Schweinsbraten, and then healthy things, salad mit Hühnerbruststreifen and also the Carinthian Topfenrennkeller.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And the Kärntner Lachsen. And of course, also Kaiserschmarrn. And of course, Palatschinken.
That's wonderful. And at the beginning of winter, you once told us that you really liked shoveling snow. Since you find it relaxing, so do you still like it or is it annoying you already?
Oh, in the last years, there was little snow. Therefore, I like to have so much snow. When it is snowing, there is no noise. And this silence is a wonderful experience for me. And shoveling snow is for me still a relaxing harmonic movement. Wonderful. Wonderful for the soul and for the body, of course.
That's right. Which instrument do you like the most? The guitar, the clarinet, or the piano?
Oh, it isn't simple for me to answer this question. I like to play the clarinet for 30 years. Now I prefer to play the piano, but only for me, not on stage, only for me at home. And that's cool, you know. I like to play the guitar and to sing with you, Tristan. I like it. But the favorite instrument, of course, are my choirs. My Unterstufenchor, Scherzo, my Oberstufenchor, the choir and my adult choir, the Probsten singers, because to create music with my hands, with my heart, with my brain, and of course with my singers is wonderful.
That's right. Now to the last questions. And since we heard that you have an Osttiroler Getreidemühle, we wanted to ask you what it is and what you're using it for.
Oh yes, oh yes. In the last math lesson, you know, on live stream, I had to make a short break because my wife started to use the Osttiroler Getreidemühle. The Osttiroler Getreidemühle is a wooden handmade tool for grinding wheat. And I have said I like to cook Kaiserschmarrn and therefore I need freshly ground dinkel wheat. And also I like to cook Palatschinken, so-called bed cakes. And therefore I need freshly ground dinkel wheat and also millet.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you for the interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you too for the invitation.
Thanks.
Now let's come to the music and video recommendations. The best video of the month is Do You Love Me on the YouTube channel of Boston Dynamics. Unfortunately, we cannot show it in this podcast, but we would really recommend you to look it up on YouTube. Boston Dynamics is an American engineering and robot design company founded in 1992 as a spin-off from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It definitely gave me a good laugh.
The first music recommendation is Drive My Car by The Beatles. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Baby, you can drive my car. A song I would really recommend to you is Money by Pink Floyd.
And the last song is Heroes Tonight from Changi.
We are heroes tonight. We will fly above the sky. We are heroes.
Now let's move on to the quiz. We prepared 4 questions to answer by sending us an email via goodmood@gymstfight.at.
The first question is, how many percent of Americans order pizza at least once a month?
The second question is, at which age did Mr. Marschnick start playing the clarinet?
Third question, How many Raptor engines will initiate the vertical to horizontal flip?
And last but not least, which state is the institute that leads Boston Dynamics located in?
Unfortunately, we are already at the end of this podcast episode, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Both of us are wishing you a happy new year and good luck for the current year 2021.
Come down, turn the podcast on. Learn to spread joy, I swallow some foam. The positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn the podcast on. Come on, come down, turn the podcast on. Come on.